For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scoop. It is I, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a hoop-pool.com presentation, and I am absolutely hyped today. Cannot believe it. The Pelicans have won again. They defeat the Memphis Grizzlies on a second night of a back-to-back, 118-109. Fantastic win, a real gutsy win, which is something that I don't think we've seen much of this year. But just blowing away. Before I get into it all, if you want to follow the show, at HoopBallPels on Twitter, HoopBallPels. And you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenBank. And of course, it sounds more difficult than it is. Just follow the letters right through. And if you need to reverse it and pause the show and go back and listen, well, go and do that, because we are charging forward. The Pelicans have won, as I said, against the Memphis Grizzlies. They've defeated them. The win streak now is at 3 after that great win against the Pacers yesterday. And thanks to David Williams again for jumping on and chatting with us yesterday, because it was a great episode to have a chat with him and see us win by 1 point in a gutsy effort and hold on. Today, we defeated his Memphis Grizzlies, and I am absolutely hyped, as I think a lot of Pels Twitter are, and for good reason. It was a hard-fought victory, back and forth the whole game. Memphis getting a couple of players back, especially Jonas Valanciunas, who we talked about yesterday as the difference maker. He was. I mean, he was fantastic for them off the bench. I thought he was going to start, but he didn't, and he went to work. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough for them. Fortunately for us, we stepped up. I mean, three of the starters in 20-point games. BI 27, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 blocks, 11 of 20 shooting, 5 of 8 3-pointers. So good. Zion Williamson had a big 29-point game, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 10 of 14 shooting. 9 of 11 from the free throw line, which you'll love to see. Eric Bledsoe had a huge fourth quarter. He started pretty average and then just got going in that fourth. Pretty much the difference maker, I think, in the end, allowing us to hold on. We had 21 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 7 of 15 shooting, 4 of 9 from 3. Some massive 3-pointers in that last quarter. Lonzo Ball, really, really good to start the game as well. He started hot. Had 16, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal and a block. His defense was phenomenal, especially coming off that big game against the Pacers, where he was basically the reason we won, getting that stop on Miles Turner and then a huge rebound from Josh Hart, of course. He was 6 of 11, 4 of 6 from 3, very impressive. Steven Adams, actually, on the stat sheet, 4 and only 2 rebounds and an assist. He was really good. He stopped JV a lot of the time, and still think he was solid. The stat sheet doesn't reflect his defensive presence there. Josh Hart struggled a bit from the field. He had 1 point but 8 rebounds, 0 of 5 from 3, and that was his five attempts. He missed them all, missed a free throw as well. But otherwise, pretty solid game. Good hustle as always, good defense. One thing we did get to see a lot of was 18 minutes and 51 seconds of Kyra Lewis Jr., the number 13 pick of the draft just gone. The kid was a highlight reel. He got some minutes and absolutely dominated, and that is, what more can you ask? What more can you ask from a young guy? There's a thing that I retweeted on Twitter of Kyle Anderson stripping Willie Hernangómez in the post, trying to advance the ball up the court quickly, and Kyra plucks it out of the air like a massive interception. He looked like a footballer. Got up there, grabbed it, and then just went at him. Went straight to the bucket, slithered through the defense, or the collapsed defense, I suppose they're all trying to transition into offense, and laid it in, and it was just beautiful. And the more we see of Kyra Lewis Jr., the better. Mark my words, this kid is absolute gun, and exactly what the Pelicans needed coming off the bench. He was really, really good. So he finished with 6 points, one rebound, four assists, three of six shooting, and missed two threes. But the accuracy from three-point range, the line was there. It was the length that he needs to get used to. It'll come. It's going to come, and he is he's going to be a real problem for some people. Hernangómez again off the bench, 18 and a half minutes. He was solid, and Reddick came off, played 15 minutes. Had 8 points, 3 of 8 shooting. Hit his 2 three-pointers, which you love to see, but his mid-ranges were a bit off. But you get that. We'll take it. Worst things could happen. The Pels have won. We'll head over to the quarter-by-quarter summary, as we always do. Memphis 31-33 in the first quarter. New Orleans having 31, Memphis having 33. Second quarter, we start chipping away. New Orleans 29 points, Memphis had 28. The third quarter, 30-30, and we're down a little bit, but not a huge amount. They go on a bit of a run. That last quarter, we charged home. 28 points we scored to their 18. Made them look shell-shocked at times. That last quarter, we actually fell down to, I think, about 7 minute mark to go. And traditionally, if we go down in the last quarter, we just stay down. We're like, yep, that's it. We've had a good crack. Today, we just stood back up and slapped them straight back. And it was something to behold, honestly. To watch these guys go, you saw fantastic minutes from Brandon Ingram getting to his spot. People not rushing. Bledsoe just like kept splashing threes. And then he attacked the basket. Lonzo did a dagger drive and finished, changed to his left hand and then laid it in. And it was just uncharacteristic of these guys. They just stood up and they said, we're not going to lose this game. The Grizzlies are no better than us. Let's go and punish them. And we did. We were getting lobs. We got Bledsoe Zion lob. We got a Lonzo Ball lob. B.I. got up and posterized JV. It was a highlight reel. And Zion, obviously, a couple of big dunks from him. Loving it. The Kyra lob to Zion as well was something that I absolutely frothed. The bench were hyped the whole game. I tweeted about that. Watching the guys on the bench, Sindarius Thornwell, Jackson Hayes, Nikhil, who we didn't see anything of, funnily enough, those guys didn't sit down basically the whole game. They were just hyping it. Every time the ball went up, those guys were standing up, carrying on, loving it. And that's what you want. You want a team that, all right, whether or not you're in the game, you're backing your teammates in. You can get salty, carry on. All right, I didn't get the minutes. But if you're backing in and the team starts winning, well, you know what? Everyone gets to celebrate. Everyone gets a ring at the end of the year. You know, I'm not saying that's going to happen this year, but the whole locker room is important, and the whole team, the whole roster, from number one right through to 15, the development players, all those guys contribute, and it was great to see the guys celebrate and enjoying it. It looked like they're having fun. Mardi Gras has hit New Orleans, guys, and geez, it was good fun. It was really, really good fun to see. So, loving that win. Really good to get a win over the Grizzlies as well. Means they haven't beaten us for a long time now, nearly a couple of years, I think. We really smoked them last year, and to pull this win out again today, it was a testament, and showed good coaching, it showed good determination, and it showed not settling. sometimes we go into this hero ball carry on and you know, you wind the clock down and then try to take a contested jumper. We didn't have any of that. It was drive and kick, move the ball, drive and kick, move the ball, and get a good shot. If it was an open three and you missed it, well, you live by that because the next one you might hit. But you don't get those open threes without penetrating into the defense and then kicking out. And we were seeing that in spades. And I loved it. Whether it was Zion, whether it was B.I., Lonzo did it. Bledsoe was good for it. Whether that was the receive or the pass. Kyra Lewis was really, he's good at that skip pass. He's phenomenal at doing that. Honestly, it was a really impressive win. And I'm really happy, if you can't tell. It was good. If we head over to the Grizzlies, they had a starting lineup of Morant, Slow-Mo, Kyle Anderson, Xavier Tillman, Brooks, and Gorgui Dieng, and then JV off the bench with 24 minutes. They went pretty deep into the lineup, and they had 11 players play, I think. 10 players play. And, you know, Ja Morant was good. He had 16 and 9. I think we did well to hold him off. Kyle Anderson, good with 21 points. He's a tricky guy to guard because he contorts his body so well. And there was actually an instance in the last quarter that Kyle Anderson found himself in the corner, and he sort of does this like movement with his pump fake that makes him look like he's either going to step forward or he's going to shoot it. And B.I. just did a great read of that and didn't bite. Instead of jumping up and letting this guy get three free throws, he just stayed down, just hands in the air. He knew he had the boundary line in the corner, and Kyle Anderson had nowhere to go. And in the end, it turned into, I think, a B.I. block. And that is showing that they're all learning this defense, that you don't have to bite on everything. You don't have to get this big game-saving block. Make the other guys beat themselves. And I think that's what we did. They settled for threes. You know, they didn't drive. They weren't passing the ball. They started going to hero ball. They started being careless with the basketball. And we exploited that. And that is something we need to keep doing because we love seeing it. And it meant that we got a great win against a team that has been a bit of a rivalry since the Ja Morant and Zion Williamson drafting and Rookie of the Year carry on and all of that. But yeah, fantastic win. Takes the Pelicans to 10 and 12 on the year, which is good. We're slowly crawling back to 500. Grizzlies are now 9 and 9 on the year. So we're getting there. We just keep banking wins. All I'll say, it was a great testament to David Griffin as well to leak those Lonzo Ball rumors, because he has been phenomenal. And absolutely, honestly, he's been the difference maker in terms of advancing the ball, taking care of the ball, making the good read, and his defense has been critical. He's been playing on Ja most of the night and just toweled him up for a lot of the night. And you could see Ja got his points when Lonzo wasn't on him. So, you know, there's been a lot of criticism about him, but you know how you silence the people that criticize you? Play better. Give them nothing to criticize and prove them wrong. And he came out with a chip on his shoulder ever since that game against against his brother, where he sort of just was like beaten by LaMelo, and you're sitting there going, well, what do you mean? Like, come on, you've been around the league a bit longer than that. You're going to let your little brother beat you. And he has really taken it up a gear. And when he plays well, we win. So let's keep the ball going to him, and hopefully he can keep this hot streak alive. When his feet are set and he can shoot straight on, Lonzo is a great player. So, and he hits his threes. He's efficient. So, happy with that. It's good. We climb up to 12 in the standings in the West. We jump over the OKC Thunder, Dallas, and Minnesota behind us. Sac and Memphis and Houston are all at 500. So, that'll take us to ninth if we have another win. Let's keep it going. We're excited. I'm excited, I mean, if you can't tell, but it's just a good win. So we'll get a couple of days off before we play again. And, well, yeah, when do we play again? We play Houston Rockets on Monday night. That's on ESPN, so maybe it's a national game again. That'll be good to take them on, because if we can beat them and keep this win streak and get it to four, it's another team that we can then jump over, you know? If we start getting there, you start getting to... That means they go to 11 and 12, and then we'll be 11 and 12, so we'll be drawed with them, and perhaps we jump over them as well. But, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves. This Rockets team's pretty good. But hopefully we can come out and exploit them.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Pass him off the three-point line, we'll be all right. Now, before I get into my three takeaways, which I've been enjoying doing, actually, it's a good little way to tie a bow in the game. I'd like to thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use code HOOPBALL when you want to sign up, and that'll give you a deposit match, 50% on top of your initial deposit, as well as manscaped.com. HOOPBALL20 is the code, 20% off, and free shipping when you type in HOOPBALL20 at checkout. HOOPBALL20, and that'll tell you that HOOPBALL sent you, and you can go and get your shavers or whatever else you want there. Great friends of HOOPBALL and of the show. So yeah, that was pretty good. Now we'll go to the three takeaways of the game. Number one, Kyra Lewis looks like the real deal. Honestly, the kid came out, he has a pure point guard mentality, and I tweeted that out as well. And what I mean by that is that he knows how to control the pace of a game. He knows when to make the right read. There's a couple of little tweaky things with his jump shot, and that might just be a confidence thing. His form looks okay. And also just knowing that these more experienced guards are going to lean on you. There was a bit where Jar sort of locked his hip in under Kyra's shoulder on a drive, under his elbow in a drive, and drew a foul on him. You know, those are things that you're going to be able to adjust to and learn from, and all of these playing against good point guards, that's all more reps and more experience. So Kyra Lewis can play, he's a highlight factory, and he is going to be the point guard of the future because he is very good. And I can see why they were hyping him. They say in training, all the guys I've interviewed, the players, they say, I don't know why he's not playing, because at practice, he just towers them up. And yeah, I liked it. And whether or not we can get him to play alongside Nikhil and maybe get Nikhil in there as well as a two, that's what he is, or what he says he is. So perhaps that is the way to go, but we'll see what happens. Who knows? But Kyra's a real deal, and I want to see more Kyra minutes. Number two, Zion not getting as many shots in the second half it's tough, and it's one of those things that, you know, we've been like, well, he can't just have three shots in the last half, which happened against the Pacers. But the thing is, if you win, does it really matter? You know, again, today, he didn't take as many shots as you'd probably think. He was very efficient on his shots, and that's how he got to his 29 points. But really, he only shot 14 shots. He made 10 of 14, which makes it easy. He had 11 free throw attempts, sorry. Made 9 of them. You know, is that enough when you've got guys like B.I.'s taking 20, Bledsoe has 15, Lonzo had 11, Redick had 8. The thing is, you've got to go with a hot hand. And I think Zion realizes that anyway, that he's going to get his. If he's going to get 29 off 14 shots, that's next level. He knows he's going to get into the bucket. And of course, there's got to be reads where, I know we missed a couple of reads where Jar was guarding him in the last quarter. And you've got to go to him in those circumstances. But Bledsoe was on. So you go to the hot hand. And I don't mind that at all. So it's one of those things. They'll learn, they'll live and they'll learn. But I don't find the biggest issue that a lot of people have found, that Zion not getting as many shots as, say, Ingram Lonzo or Bledsoe. In these circumstances, when you win, it's not as important. If you need a bucket, you can go to him. You know, and there's going to be games where we just need to give him the ball and let him score. Other times, like today, we were using him a bit of a facilitator, which I loved. He was moving the ball, he's bringing the ball up. There was a bit where he got to do a bit of ISO ball. I don't mind it. And that's all skills that he'll develop as well. So looking forward to seeing whether or not we need to go to him and give him 30 shots a game. I don't think so. But, you know, it's going to be a game-by-game thing. I just don't think it's critical that he has X number of shots every quarter. You know, I don't think you've got to go within the realms and the flow of the game. My third takeaway is the rebounding. We're lucky that we rebound by committee, and I think Stephen Adams is perfect in that. He provides an awesome box out. He's a big unit, which means you get guys like Josh Hart, you get Brandon Ingram get a few boards, Zion will get a few boards. But we still need to make sure that just because Stephen's boxing out, we don't let the rebound just fall to the ground or fight for the same one. There's got to be some talk. And there was a time where Josh Hart jumped up to grab it, and he loves a rebound. But Willie went up at the same time. And what happened is the ball then just bounced to the ground and they got an easy layup. And you need to be aware that if one of you's going for the ball, the other needs to stay down and protect him. Because what you don't want to do is then fight against yourselves and then their guy just lays the ball in because he didn't go up to get the rebound. So conscious rebounding, smart rebounding, I mean, we do it well. It's me nitpicking, but otherwise, just a phenomenal win, and we should all be really, really excited as to what's coming up. If we can keep this momentum going, I think we'll be okay. So, like I said, playing at the Rockets on Monday night, Tuesday morning for me, ESPN game. So I'm in Australia, so I assume it's a national game over in the US. Looking forward to it. It is going to be good. We are playing at the Smoothie King Center still, so we're still at home, which is good. We've got to bank these wins at home. Give the fans something to cheer about. They're all up and about with their Mardi Gras kits on, so let's celebrate it. Let's turn it into a celebration and keep winning. Now, before I pack it up, of course, you may have seen on Twitter that the show has reached a milestone, 10,000 downloads. Guys, the last few months, I've been watching the analytics come up. We've seen people from all over the world join the show and start listening and downloading it and sharing it, and it's been going gangbusters. So, honestly, a big shout out to all of the listeners, everyone that downloads and subscribes and likes to listen to me rattle on about the Pelicans, whether it's me being upset or happy or carrying on, and listening to all the guests that have come on. Big thank you to them as well. Big milestone for me personally, and also the show. So thank you all for joining us each and every day, or every second day after every game. It's been great, and we'll keep this content going and keep the hype train going. But anyway, guys, As always, I'm Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Hoopball Pals. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.